CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Wanted to get into Jaden Daniels and where he ranks in the conference. I saw this discourse online. Thought it would be interesting for us just to discuss. I don't know that we got to take calls on it or anything like that, but right now, this moment, based on how he's playing and how these other guys are playing, who would you rather have starting for you in a playoff game going into the playoffs? You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go through this. Jared Goff, Detroit, the one seed right now. Would you rather have Jared Goff or Jaden Daniels?
So quick qualifying question. Is this neutral talent, neutral offensive, like league average personnel, offensive staff, and everything else?
That's an important
question. Jared Goff in Detroit is good. Jared Goff, I think a lot of other places would not be, in my opinion.
So this is actually a great question. I think we've got to do it this way. It's not like Goff on the Lions and Daniels on the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
I think the point is you have everyone's inheriting like the same random offense and players, and we're doing this fantasy draft.
Yeah, 15.5 ranking in every category. You know, everyone gets kind of the same level talent,
exactly,
playing field, et cetera. Yeah.
And, like, in other words, like, who would you rather have on this, like, team to be named later,
mm-hmm,
so to speak? So, Goff versus Daniels.
Daniels.
I agree with you, based on how he's playing right now. Now, Jared Goff, for the record.
Sensational season.
11 touchdowns and no interceptions in the last three games.
Yep.
And I would, if I'm the Lions, by the way, I'm not trading Jared Goff for Jaden Daniels right now.
No.
He runs my offense perfectly. He fits perfectly. He's the leader of my team. The fans annoyingly chant his name, which drives me crazy after every single game. I think that's just a lot to deal with and over the top. But whatever, they love him. But, yeah, I'm with you. I would rather have Daniels than Goff in, like, a neutral operation,
mm-hmm,
this coming week. How about Jaden Daniels or Jalen Hurts? Now, Hurts has been hurt. He has not played the last 2 weeks. But this is assuming he's back completely healthy, no restrictions from the concussion. And I would also just add that before that, Jalen Hurts was not having a great season. He had 18 touchdowns and 5 picks. His value largely comes from all of the one-yard touchdown plunges on the tush push.
Yeah. So I think I'll differ from you on this one. It's Hurts narrowly for me, just because I've seen that playoff run. I've seen that guy that out-dueled Pat Mahomes in a Super Bowl. I probably should have won one. I've seen enough of that ceiling, which gives him a slight lean for me, just knowing, again, that offense, that system, that design. I know we're talking about everything neutral, but I like Hurts, I think, more than you do. So I would go Hurts, but narrowly.
You haven't seen that guy in the last 2 years.
Yeah. Not as often. I mean, at times, certainly. Again, the ability that he has to – now, again, it sounds funny to talk about a guy that's able to avoid injury because he's hurt right now this minute. But in general, has – you know, so stout, so sturdy, so strong, and does a little bit of everything. So, again, it's narrow for me, but I go Hurts slightly.
41 touchdowns, 20 interceptions over the last 2 years.
Yeah, that's a lot.
As a passer for Jalen Hurts. I will go with Jaden Daniels over Hurts again in a neutral situation this weekend. How about Matthew Stafford, who does have a Super Bowl title, or Jaden Daniels?
Daniels for me. And I love Stafford. I always have. I've always thought he was underrated. I've always been a Stafford fan. But you at some point, where's my prolific content? Where's my Stafford that I keep arguing is the real guy? Hadn't been there for some time. Even with these two excellent receivers and Kyren Williams, I'll take Jaden Daniels.
I will also take Jaden Daniels right now, the way he's playing, over Matthew Stafford. Stafford in his last game got off to a really bad start against the Cardinals, went 17 of 32 without a touchdown in that game, threw for sub 200 yards. In fact, in his last three games, Matt Stafford has not thrown for 200 yards.
No.
He's thrown for 189, 110, and 160. That should be part of the argument, I think, for people that say they'd rather Washington play the Rams.
It is mine, yeah.
Is that the Rams and Matt Stafford offensively are just not peaky. They've scored 12, 19, and 13 points over the last 3 weeks. They've really struggled to move the ball and score points offensively. All right, we're going through the NFC quarterbacks. We're trying to figure out where Jaden Daniels slots in. We're on to Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay. Now, Mayfield who early in his career played like a Jag, has actually put together two excellent seasons in a row, and this year is actually dwarfing last year. 39 touchdowns. He does have 15 interceptions, one of the highest totals in the league. He does lead the NFL in turnover-worthy plays, so he's going to give you a chance to make a play or two on the ball. But 39 touchdowns and 4,200 yards, he's going to go 4,540 tutties.
He's having an insane season. So,
and remember, Evans missed time.
Yeah,
Godwin's been out for half the year.
Again, this is going to sound like I don't love Jaden Daniels, which is wrong. I do, but it's undeniable how well Mayfield's played. I mean, he's been so good, and he's on a heater at the moment, right? So it's probably slight lean to Mayfield, even, you know, which is, again, is probably stupid just thinking about the playmaking that Daniels has done down the stretch. But what's more sustainable to me is dropping back and slinging it, and Mayfield has done that.
So I'm going to go with Jaden Daniels. Again, this is just based on I'm starting a game this weekend. He can go out and make plays with his feet. Now, if I need to have a guy stand in the pocket and just make throws, well, I'll take Goff over him. I'll take Stafford over him. I might take Baker over him. But that's not what we're talking about. I'm just having a quarterback play a winning football game. And so far, I don't think I'm saying anything crazy because to that point, Daniels is higher in the MVP odds, higher in basically where you would rank quarterbacks based on their performance this season, you know, than most of, if not all of these guys so far. All right, let's go to a guy who's had a huge year, Sam Darnold of the Minnesota Vikings.
Another monster year, yeah.
Darnold, like Baker Mayfield, has some baggage, and you know, you kind of know that what you're seeing right now might not be the whole story, but 35 touchdowns, 12 picks, 4,100 yards. It's working beautifully in Minnesota. He doesn't get Jefferson and Kevin O'Connell in this hypothetical, though.
I got too much baggage with Darnold, and it's probably not fair. In fact, I'm sure it's not fair, but that's where I'm at. I would go Daniels over Darnold simply because I don't trust Darnold in the wild. I saw that Jets Darnold, the Carolina Darnold, the San Francisco Darnold, the guy that bounced around to 19 teams in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I know this O'Connell Jefferson situation is good, and Addison, too, is really good. I think he's thriving, and he's doing all the right things. He deserves a lot of credit, but I trust Daniels more.
He's another guy, by the way, where, like, if I'm the Vikings, I'm not trading Darnold for Daniels for the playoff run.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because what they got is working for them.
It's going so well. The scheme is so good. The offense is a fit. I'm just letting that ride. So I think the only team I would say, honestly, even that maybe would be better off for their playoff run right now, the way things are going, like the Eagles,
because
Daniels is a better version of Hurts, in my opinion, and the Rams, possibly, because Stafford, just older, immobile, and hasn't been, like, dotting the I and lighting it up and driving balls into small windows. Last quarterback in the playoffs right now, Jordan Love or Jaden Daniels in a neutral situation?
Daniels for me. I thought Jordan Love was going to – probably, again, the curse of expectation maybe because of the finish to the season that Love had last year. I thought he was going to be an MVP candidate, and he simply hasn't been. Now, part of that's the injury, and he's missed a little bit of time, but not a ton. It just has been disappointing overall in Green Bay. Again, the numbers aren't bad. There's nothing wrong with what he's done, but I sort of thought this was the leap year. This was the ascend into that, you know, NFL royalty along with Burrow and Jackson and Allen and Mahomes and company. It just hasn't happened that way. It's been good, but not great, so give me Daniels.
I'm thinking about taking Love. He's got 9 touchdowns since his last interception, which was way back in the middle of November, on November 17th. He's not turning the ball over or putting it in harm's way at all. Remember, early in the year, he threw a pick in every single game.
Yeah.
From his first to his 8th game that he played in, he was leading the NFL in picks. He has not thrown one since. He's been awesome. The last couple of weeks, their offense has kind of cooled off as a passing game. Number one, because they didn't need to throw the ball against the Saints. They beat them 34-0. And then because Minnesota's defense is incredible. Brian Flores has been great. Just based on how much they struggled against the Vikings early, I'll go with Daniels by a hair. Meaning, Daniels, to me, is the hottest, best quarterback going into the playoffs. Now, he doesn't make the best decisions compared to everybody else recently. He's got a higher interception rate than Love and Darnold and some of these other guys. But I think when you add in the running, the playmaking, the making you right on a bad call, if you're just ranking QBs in the NFC right now this second, again, I'm not saying he's had the best season. Maybe Darnold I would take over him, or Baker. I wouldn't take Baker. Too many picks, too many turnover-worthy plays. But He's the guy for me. And the reason for this exercise is, what's the most important thing when you're trying to figure out if you can go on a run? Like in hockey, I'm looking at Caps highlights on the screen over here, it's the hot goalie. Can you get a hot goalie to carry you through series after series so you can go win a Stanley Cup? In the NFL, can your quarterback ball out? Can your quarterback go on a heater? Even nubby Eli Manning twice got on a run in the Giants, made Super Bowl appearances.
Joe Flacco, man.
And he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Joe Flacco went on a heater. Brad Johnson went on a heater. Trent Dilfer protected the football and handed it off and made a couple of throws. Daniels has a chance to outperform the quarterbacks in this conference.
Yeah, that's not crazy. It's just, it's the fun part is just to remind yourselves what's happening, right? Like, it's a different way to smell the roses here, as we're kind of talking about, as they head into last week of the season game where they could win their 12th game of the season. We're talking about seeding in the playoffs. We're talking about where he ranks in the conference. It's just unbelievable. I mean, the prolific numbers of guys like Mayfield that we talked about, Goff, he belongs in that conversation. Just as a rookie, it really is transcendent. I mean, the thing that we said before, or I said certainly before the season, I want to speak for you, was everyone's going, well, what if he's C.J. Stroud? I went, well, that's lightning striking. That's once in a lifetime. That's incredible. That's not a fair expectation for the kid. He's been better than that. He's been even better than Stroud was last year for a team that, you know, transformed themselves into a legit contender. It just, it's really incredible how amazing that he's been from start to finish, with a little bit of lull in the middle, and you thought, okay, maybe now it's solved, maybe we slow down. Nope, he's played his best football of late when they've got less around them. No Eckler, no Noah Brown, injuries on the offensive line, no running game to speak of. Sorry, watch this. I'll fix it. It's incredible, dude.
I think the Lions, the Commanders, and the Vikings all feel great about how their quarterback is playing going into the playoff. I would say the Packers as well. Four teams all have to feel great. I think the Bucs should feel really good. I think the Rams and the Eagles are probably the two that maybe are just kind of like, we got to get it going here. We need to get more out of this offense. The Rams' problem is they can't run the ball. They're 30th at running the ball right now, and it just hasn't set them up to have success in the play-action passing game or just the passing game in general.